It is that time of the broadcast weekend once again. Time for the program spotlighting Feed My Sheep Ministries in the city of Fresno. As we're recording this, it's a chilly, chilly, chilly Thursday evening. We're at the Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot on Shields Avenue, just a couple of blocks west of Blackstone. As a matter of fact, we're just down the street from where the folks start to trek up Christmas Tree Lane on Van Ness Avenue, so we're right near there as well. Waiting for Bruce Hood to show up because, well, let's face it, he drives about 10 million miles every day around the city of Fresno and the Central Valley. So we're going to get started without Bruce, as we've done before. The man in charge at the tree lot right now is...
Charlie.
It's Cousin Charlie, formerly of Arizona.
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Really good now. Right now. I'm doing really good.
Last time we caught up with you, you'd been healed of cancer.
Yes, I have. And I had got a bypass. Since the last time we talked, I'm doing real good. I'm blessed. Good. I can't ask for no more right now.
Good. Now, you don't look like you're real cold. You got something covering your head and everything. We got another young man over here. He's jumping all over the place. I can tell he doesn't have enough layers on.
He surely don't.
Oh, he's making a run for it. For those folks who don't remember, Charlie, you came out about, three or four years ago. And you came out because, well, things weren't going too well for you back in Arizona, were they?
They wasn't going good at all. I was back into the flesh, you know, doing them drugs and alcohol and all that. Today I've been clean almost 4 years now.
Yay.
Doing really good. I'm loving it.
Good.
Thanks to God.
Good.
Without God, I couldn't do nothing.
And you're Bruce's cousin?
Yes, I am.
Do you two remember each other growing up?
Part of the time, yeah, because we all stayed far apart. And we only see each other once a year.
Okay.
And that was on a vacation. We had a vacation every once a year.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Did you ever follow the exploits of Bruce as he went through life and had his crazy experiences?
Yes, I did. And I'm following him again now.
I know. This time, follow him down the right path. Right?
That's right, the right path.
That's a good thing. It's called deliverance. It's called restoration. The Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot, two locations this year, actually. The one that they've been at for a number of years on Shields Avenue, just a couple of blocks west of Blackstone. And you're going to be here, what, until just before Christmas or until the trees are sold?
Until the 24th of Christmas.
Until the 24th. And this year also got another location opened up just west of the city of Kerman. And I'm trying to remember the specifics. It's between Ashland and Dakota on Highway 145, which is also called Madera Avenue.
Yes, it is.
Well, I did pretty good, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You're doing really good. I get the break. I got to go help a customer right quick.
You know what? If you got to help a customer, you have permission to do that because it's all about the ministry.
Yes, it is.
All right.
And all the proceeds this year is going to open up another women's home.
There you go, because there's always a waiting list, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get a bigger place. We're looking at a duplex. With 14 rooms or 14 little houses.
Yeah.
This year we got one right now, a 5-bedroom house is full.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds this year go to that.
Good deal. Well, you got a customer, and that's going to go towards the women's shelter, so you take care of that customer, Charles.
Thank you.
We mentioned the young man earlier who doesn't have enough layers on for the very, very chilly Thursday night we're recording this. We're talking right now with...
Michael.
Michael, and Charlie says you're kind of new to the program?
Yeah, I came in November 3rd.
Oh, okay. Where are you from originally?
The east side of Fresno.
Okay, east side of Fresno, like down in near Kings Canyon and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the men's program?
Yes, I am.
What led you there?
I needed a break in my life. I'm a recovering addict, and it was time for a change.
Yeah.
Basically, it was either do this or I lose my family, so I chose to do this.
You mentioned family, wife and children?
A wife and a 6-year-old son.
Okay. And so you said, I'm going to do the right thing so my family doesn't walk away.
Yes, I did.
All right. I'm sure your wife is probably pleased with that decision.
Yes, she is.
Good. Praise God. Well, one thing, we got to get you more layers out here because you're just shivering up a storm.
I got enough on now.
Okay, good deal. How old are you, Michael?
I'm 30.
30, okay. You're a young man.
Yeah. I guess.
Relatively speaking, to me, everybody's young. Even Bruce Hood is young to me.
Maybe.
A definite maybe. All right, Michael. Well, God bless you and great success and blessings and a Merry Christmas to you and your wife and your son.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say I'd like to thank Pastor Hood and Lord, my Lord and Savior, because for them, I wouldn't be able to turn my life around. And I really want to thank Pastor Hood for allowing me to come into the home because he's helped me out a lot.
We had a whole crowd of people show up here right now, and you guys didn't waste any time. I mean, usually trying to find a tree, it takes a while. You marched in and picked one out. What did you end up picking out?
We got a little short one about a friend here's site. Here's height, like 5'2"-ish, little short, chubby tree. It's cool. We liked it. We knew what we wanted, kind of, sort of. We got a small place, so small tree, but it's cool.
Okay. Are you guys from the vicinity here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're right around here, like okay. McKinley and West-ish.
So what made you pick this Christmas tree lot?
Honestly, just...
We needed one that was still open.
Yeah, we needed one that was still open, and then these guys noticed that it was still here.
You know, what's cool is buying the tree here, all of the proceeds this year are going toward expanding their shelter for women and children.
Well, that's cool. Sweet. Yeah. Down to support that cause.
It's not disappearing into corporate coffers.
Straight up.
What's your name, sir?
They call me Jojo.
Jojo, you look like a throwback to what I used to look like about 1971.
Oh, I get that a lot. I like it. It amuses me.
You kind of identify with the hippie era a little.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I like it. Do all five of you live together? Okay, well, let's get everybody's name here.
I'm Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. Do you guys like have a commune or something?
No, it just ended up with extra people.
Okay. Yeah. Where are y'all from originally?
Here. Down, born and raised here. In Fresno.
Fresno?
Yep.
Fresno?
Okay, who we have over here?
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
All right.
Good. All right. And another young lady over here. Looks like she's a little on the chilly side.
Yeah, it's very cold outside. My name's Crystal.
Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
What part do you play in this ensemble of five people?
Mommy.
You keep everybody on the straight and narrow, then.
Yes, I try.
And finally, we got the guy with the peace sign necklace hanging around his neck. You guys are throwbacks to my era, aren't you?
I guess so.
What's your name?
David.
Hi, David. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Good deal. Well, I thank you for buying the tree here, because like I said, you're investing in a great future for women and children who would otherwise be on the streets.
Indeed. Glad to know it.
All right. Well, bless you. Looks like they're getting it set up on your car there. Thank you all for patronizing the Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot. Say hi to the listeners.
Hi.
All right, when I was talking to Charlie, I said he's on his way. I wasn't talking about Santa Claus. I was talking about Bruce Hood, and arrive he did. Let's see, he's decked out in probably a couple of sweatshirts. He's decked out in gloves. He's got a stocking cap on his head. It's a chilly night out there.
It's cold, cold, cold.
It's typical. You know, we tell people that here in the Central Valley, the Fresno area, we get about 2 weeks of autumn. I mean, it's hot, hot, hot up until probably the latter part of October, and then we get a little bit of autumn weather, and then bam, it's winter temperatures.
Yes, but it's all right with me. I'm used to it.
With all of the traveling you do and all the miles you put on the various vehicles around town and around the valley, would you rather be in the heat or the cold?
Cold. The heat can stay somewhere else besides where I'm at.
You're probably like me, Bruce. With every passing year, you could take the heat when you were younger, but with every passing year, it's like, I just can't take this.
Yeah, the heat and me don't mix. I'd rather deal with the cold weather.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've got your heart's desire right now, sir. For those folks who don't know, who might have be hearing the broadcast for the first time, Bruce Hood is the founder and the director of Feed My Sheep Ministries. He didn't foresee any of this 10 or 12 years ago when it all began, but here it is today. It's a church. It's a men's recovery home. It's a shelter for women and children. It's, at this time of year, two Christmas tree lots, as I had mentioned earlier, the one on Shields Avenue in Blackstone, and, of course, the one just outside the community of Kerman. And you had, we talked on the phone. We just kind of set this up at the last minute to record this again Thursday night here at the tree lot. But you had kind of a divine appointment. You were at Community Hospital in Fresno. You were there to make a hospital visit to Chucky, a gentleman we've mentioned on the broadcast a number of times who we definitely need to pray for. I guess he's had, what, amputations on both of his legs?
Chuck had both his legs amputated up above the knee. And he's... he's just been terribly going through all kind of different situations and illnesses and just in and out of the hospital. You know, of course, Chucky was the one that was instrumental in getting Villa Margarita cranked up and started. Yeah. He was that man that God used to kind of you know, as a go-between to get that whole thing started. And
so, he went to management three summers ago and said, "Hey, you know, we've got trouble here and we need this ministry." And voila, you've been there ever since.
We've been there ever since, and you know, great things have happened out there. A lot of kids have come out of a lot of confusion, and now they are serving Jesus. And a lot of adults have received the Lord, and people's lives have been changed. Wow. That whole apartment complex has just been changed by the power of God.
So Chucky's been he's got a huge reward waiting for him in heaven, but he's been having a very rough go of it this side of heaven. I guess he suffers from diabetes. Is that what accounted for the amputation?
Yes, it was, the diabetes and then some other things also.
So definitely pray for Chucky. Keep him lifted up in the pivotal position he's played in the ministry. But you visited Chucky, and you were about to leave the hospital, and I guess the vehicle parked next to you was having some difficulties.
Actually, when we was pulling up to park there in that kind of like that parking area right there at Community Hospital.
Oh, when you were arriving?
Yeah, we was arriving.
Okay.
And there was a family. I noticed a man and a woman and a young boy that was sitting there, and they had the hood up on their car, and it wouldn't start. So I asked them, you know, was anything we could do to help them. And they said they would need to jump. The car battery was dead. So I asked them, they have any cable? And they said, no. I said, I don't think we had any either. But we looked up under the seat in the back of the van, and there was some jumper cable.
Yay.
And so we got the people jumped and got them started. And so we proceeded to walk into the hospital, and the man got out of the car, and he came over. He tried to give me some money. And I told him, no, I want any money, you know. I said, because there'll be a time when God will send somebody to me to help me.
Yeah. And then you started to walk away from each other, and then what happened?
I started to walk away from him, and as I started to walk away from him, I heard a voice that said, ask that man, is there someone sick in the hospital that needs prayer?
Okay, let me stop right there and set up a scenario. He asked the man if there was someone sick in the hospital, a community medical center in Fresno, that needed prayer. Making the news early this week, in fact, it went nationwide, I'm sure it probably went worldwide, 5 people shot to death on and around the Tule River Indian Reservation in a remote section of Tulare County. Methamphetamine was at the root of it. The gunman shot 6 family members. He killed 4 of them. He later was killed in a shootout with Tulare County Sheriff deputies. And again, methamphetamine, the thing we've been talking about for so long, that apparently was behind him killing 4 of his relatives. And anyway, let's pick up the story right there. You asked the man if there was somebody that needed to be prayed for.
Well, you know, usually when someone's at the hospital, that someone's sick. And I'm always big at that, about praying for people when I'm at the hospital. So I, you know, something told me to ask the man, is there someone, you know, that's there that I could pray for? And then he opened up and he shared with me that he was a family member of the massacre that took place out in Porterville. Mm. He told me that his father was one of the men that was killed. Mm. And he also shared with me that the girl that was shot twice in the head had recovered, and she was being released tonight from community hospital.
Wow.
But he also said also that there was a baby at Valley Children's Hospital that's still, the 6-year-old is still struggling for his life right now at this very moment.
A 6-year-old boy, again, the gunman shot 6 relatives, killing 4 of them. The 2 that survived were the 4-year-old girl and the 6-year-old boy. As we heard, the 4-year-old girl had improved enough, even being shot in the head
twice.
Twice.
In the head.
to she was being released from Community Medical Center Thursday night as we're recording this. That's why the family members were there who had the dead battery. But special emphasis for the young boy, 6 years old. He's at Valley Children's Hospital, and he's in critical condition.
He's in critical condition. The man told me, he said that that child right now is struggling to stay alive. And I share it with him that, you know, that we got a group of people that pray, and that we're gonna record this on the radio, and I would be praying, and then we would be asking people everywhere to pray for this young child. And so, Ken, you know, there's times when I can say, well, maybe this just happened by chance, or maybe it was just a coincidence, but then there's times, Ken, when I have to say, this was a God-induced kind of situation.
Yeah.
It was something that God put together, and he caused it to happen.
Yeah, you just happened to pull up at that moment next to those people. They just happened to have their hood up. They just happened to have a dead battery. They just happened to be the grieving relatives of many of the shooting victims.
Amen, brother. You don't know. So, you know, it's plain and clear that God is calling those prayer warriors that's listening here on KRDU to get in your prayer closet. If you have to put your knee pads on, put them on. But we in this day that we in an evil day, Ken. And that's, Ken, that's why we keep our finger right there on methamphetamine. Because we know it's demonically,
Inspired,
yeah. Yes. And we see this a lot. Anywhere methamphetamine is at.
Yeah.
There's just demonic, straight demonic activity.
Yeah.
You know. And so, and that's why, as I say, that's why we keep our finger right there on methamphetamine.
Yeah.
We gotta keep rallying in the community. Keep having marches and parades. Keep calling people to be free, to keep praying for those people, deliverance, and get set free from, you know, from being bound by that drug of methamphetamine.
Yeah, and again, meth is no respecter of persons, it's no respecter of income or zip code or racial orientation or religion, it doesn't matter. You know, and it happened on the Tule Indian Reservation. It's also happened throughout the city of Fresno. It could happen in your neighborhood too. You know, you could have a meth lab cooking next door to you. That's why the invisible fight has to go on.
Yes, Ken. I tell you, it was you know, I hate to hear these kind of stories, but I'm so glad that God raised me up to be there to do what little that I can do to help. You see, and so. It was touching, and to be right there at that time, you know, to hear the cry of this man's heart.
You say the family members themselves were rather touched by praying with him and telling him that they would be prayed for.
Sure. They just couldn't quit thanking me. Mm. You know, it just it was like I was a kind of like an angel sent to them, and so. I shared with him that, you know, that we got people that pray, and that's all they do is pray. Mm. And I know that there's people listening on KRDU, and that's all they do is pray.
Yeah.
And so we need you. This community needs you. The people need you. Keep praying. Pray for this family.
Yeah, that leads right into, I guess, the prayer request. I searched out a copy of the story in the Fresno Bee, and there were the names, and that's exactly the names you copied down from the folks at the hospital.
Yeah, I really hadn't followed up on it, didn't know too much about it until tonight. And so it's the Moreno and the Ciela family. Yeah, that needs prayer. And this baby that's in Valley Children's Hospital that's struggling for his life needs our prayer. So,
6-year-old boy in Valley Children's Hospital fighting for his life. Thank God, at last report, the 4-year-old girl shot in the head twice was being released.
She's being released tonight, Ken. In fact, when I was talking to the family there, and that was what they was so happy about.
Wow.
That she was shot in the head twice, but she lived, and she's been released from the hospital. Mm-hmm.
obviously wrap that entire family in prayer, losing that many family members. I mean, you can imagine how many lives have been impacted by that, not only relations, but friends and on and on and on. So just engulf the Moreno family and the Sayola family and everyone who loved the people who were killed. Keep them lifted up.
Yes, yes, yes. We need to keep praying. And in fact, we want to, we got a praise report. Suzanne, which we prayed for some time back, has a rare but deadly disease. And I don't have the name of the disease, but I know that from hearing her talk and other people, it's very deadly. Not too many people live after, you know, they contract it. But she's been completely healed. And she called me a couple of days ago, and she was just so happy. And she called just to say thank you for your prayer. She said, I'm completely healed. The disease has gone away. She said, I can live now, blah, blah, blah. And she wanted me to let all those listeners on KRDU this not only listen, but those people that's praying, that you pray for her, and it's made a difference in her life. So she was just so happy, Ken. And you know, I looked on the front page in the Fresno Bee, and our Governor Brown got cancer.
Early stage prostate cancer. And of course, when I see prostate cancer, my ears kind of perk up, because that's the one I'm dealing with.
Yeah, yeah. And so I thought it would be good, you know, if we added him to our prayer list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, send a few prayers up to God for him.
There you go.
Yeah. And then Margie has a cancer on her nose, and she needs prayer for that. So, yeah, please pray for Margie. And again, we don't want to forget, Chucky, his name is right on the tip of my tongue. Chucky, he's been a young man that we've been praying for so long. And it just seems like he just, you know, the devil's just hammering him. And so he needs our prayers. So please pray for Chucky.
So once again, the families of the shooting victims, Margie, Governor Jerry Brown, who's fighting an early stage prostate cancer, lift him up before the throne. And also Chucky as well, who was so instrumental in bringing the kingdom of God into the Villa Margarita apartment complex.
And I have one other request. And that's for my oldest daughter, and she's in Fresno County Jail right now. She got herself in some trouble, and she was saying that she wanted to commit suicide. And so we've been praying for her, and it seems like she's getting a little better. But we want to ask those listeners out there to pray for my oldest daughter. Okay. You know, she's in the right place. I'm certain, but there was some lifestyle that she had taken on that was not good.
Yeah.
And so just pray for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, that's the kind of thing. See, when you're involved in the kind of ministry that Bruce Hood is, he not only faces the battles with the ministry, but the enemy works overtime trying to get to you through your family members, doesn't he?
Oh, all the time. The kids are always a target. But I've learned to trust God again. I may not be 100% in trusting Him, but there's a little bit of faith that I've gained over the years. Yeah, so it's helping me. At times like this, it gives me the strength to face these storms and walk through them.
You've developed some spiritual calluses over the years, haven't you?
Something's happened. Maybe I'm not where I should be, but I'm not where I was at.
No, because where you were at was dead twice.
yeah.
And in jail 49 times.
Yeah, so.
You're a far cry from that, my friend. Bruce Hood, if you've got questions about the ministry, if you'd like to have a name added to the prayer request list, we'd be honored to lift you up here on the air. Reach Bruce in the 559 area code at 978-5469, 978-5469. Of course, until just before Christmas or until the trees are sold, buy your tree from the Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot. As not only do you feed a family, this year you do what?
You house a family also.
As we mentioned, it goes towards expanding the ministry to house women and children. Those five bedrooms have been full ever since the ministry bought the house back in summertime. Again, the Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot in Fresno, same place it's been the past few years. Shields Avenue, couple of blocks west of Blackstone on the north side of the street at the corner of a little street called Del Mar. You're here from...
We usually open around 8:30.
About 8:30 till about 10 o'clock at night. And again, until just before Christmas or until the trees are sold, buy your tree here.
And then also, Ken, if there's anyone that's listening to the broadcast, you get a $5 discount.
I'm sorry, I forgot. This weekend only, if you come to the Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot. Now, is that the Fresno lot only?
Fresno or either Kerman, either
okay.
one.
Either Feeding My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot in Fresno or the one in Kerman, just west of Kerman on Highway 145 between Ashland and Dakota. If you come in and just mention KRDU, you'll get $5 off the purchase of the tree.
Off any tree that you pick.
All right.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, pretty good deal. And then also want to remind listeners, this year our plans... And our goal is to expand the women's home for homeless women and children. I get so many calls every day of women in need that don't have no place to go. I just got a phone call today, Ken, from a woman who had three children, was being put out of a motel today at 11 o'clock. She said, "I'm going out on the sidewalk and I don't have nowhere to go." But we filled up, we packed full. I didn't have nowhere to put this family. And so I waited for the woman to call back because we had gathered some money together and we was going to pay her motel for a couple of days, but I could never get in touch with her again.
Oh, wow.
But these are kind of situations there are with homeless women and children.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great need for it. And so the apartments that we're trying to get into would give us 17 bedrooms for homeless.
Wow.
With the house, we got 17 bedrooms.
Wow.
And we'll be able to, you know, not keep up with it, with all of it, but some of it.
There you go.
Yeah, and so that's what the tree lots are set up this year for. And all those finances will be going toward that apartment.
So if you're going to be buying a fresh tree, buy it from one of the two Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lots in the city of Fresno or the city of Kerman. Again, Bruce Hood, 978-5469. I think we jammed a lot into this week's broadcast, my friend.
Yes, we did.
God bless you, sir, and try to stay warm out there, okay?
That's going to be impossible.
And on that happy thought, thanks for joining us for this week's edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.